Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's a high drive to deep left field. This is trouble. All the way back and long gone. Francisco Lindor with his 30th of the year. Here's the 0-1. Lifted to the left. Pretty well hit. Deep. Back goes Hap to the left field fence. That is gone for a three-run homer. And the Mets have opened up a 6-0 lead.
Well, when you put it that way, Pat Hughes, it sounds good when you say it, but it still just doesn't feel any better after the Cubs lost 8-5. To the Mets yesterday, and what is still a crucial series for the Cubs in a stretch of games that now extends into the Cardinals series, because the magic number for them to clinch home field for the playoffs still sits at 2. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and unfortunately we have to talk about what happened with Shota Imanaga, which we continue to do. The former ace of the Cubs, and I feel like unfortunately that is the case, going 5 2/3 last night, giving up 8 earned runs, building a snowman, giving up a walk as well, and had 3 strikeouts. But unfortunately for the Cubs, I think the confidence in him starting a playoff series right now, or starting in a playoff series, maybe not even game one, is in doubt. Let's listen to some of what the experts have to say, the former major leaguers. We'll start with our guy, Ron Coomer, from Mully and Haw this morning, talking about if Imanaga's struggles will impact that playoff rotation.
He is having some issues right now, and I think there's a key word that you just said, Mike. I think the word trust. I feel like the word trust for him personally, trusting his stuff. I saw a guy last night getting away from his normal plan a little bit and trying to figure out what that little variation is going to be to get the Mets off some of his pitches. You have not seen Shota pitch in the playoffs. I think he has done very well in big games. I really do. I think he's a guy that I think gets excited and gets the adrenaline rush of pitching big in big situations. I would give him the ball still. I would. And I would let him figure it out, and I would have a plan B, warming up if things start going south quick, and that would be Taillon. And that flips their lineup around to, you know, left to right, and now all of a sudden, you know, San Diego has their struggles, well, not major struggles, but some struggles against left-handed pitching. They've got some real boppers right-handed, we know that, but, you know, the other guys have had their struggles, so I think they're a game over 500 against lefties. And, you know, their power numbers aren't quite the same against left-handed pitching as opposed to right-handed pitching. Take that for what it's worth.
I do think we have to take it into consideration. That's a more measured take of looking at it.
You're saying taking into consideration how much better they are against the right-handed pitching versus left-handed pitching? Here's why I don't even care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen Shota Imanaga pitch the last however many starts you want to go back, he has been bad. And there's a difference between, okay, effective left-handed starters, the Chris Sales of the world, and what you just saw yesterday and what you've been seeing every fifth turn for a long time now from Shota Imanaga. He is not in a position right now where he has necessarily confidence in his stuff. You can tell by the way he's trying to, as Coon pointed out, trying to kind of figure it out. Guess what, guys? It's about to be October. The time to figure things out has long since passed.
The only problem is that every one of these guys now, including Matthew Boyd, has had a really bad stretch. Like, clearly Boyd is going through it. Shota Imanaga is going through it. I asked for just one, giving up one home run last night, and I didn't get it. I got two, including a three-run homer, so he's going through terrible times. Jameson Taillon has gone through terrible times this year. Colin Ray is your fifth starter. Cade Horton is obviously whatever he is with the rib injury, however he may or may not be able to pitch.
It does sound like his ribs are the issue.
That seems like it. Yeah. So we might be on it that it's going to be a pain tolerance issue. But my point is, at what point do you just say, like, okay, it's the playoffs. Shota Imanaga, his body of work is good with the Chicago Cubs. He has pitched in big games for sure. So at some point in time, you just got to be like, these are our guys. There's not a whole lot of changes that you make going into the postseason. Like, are you just saying that Shota Imanaga is cooked? He's through and he's never going to snap out of it.
What are the big games, one, and two? What do you mean he's been bad for a half a season?
Okay, so then,
I mean, that is the hard part. Without playoff games, you're like, well, so I mean, home opener was good.
Who are you going to pitch? Like, with your logic, Matt Boyd should not pitch in the playoffs. Shota Imanaga should not pitch in the playoffs. So just because Jameis Taillon has had a few good starts now, we're good on Jameis Taillon?
Well, Jameis Taillon has more of a track record because he's a veteran pitcher. Also, to your point about Matthew Boyd, I did see him go up against this Mets team and only give up just the one home run. That's the only runs he was accounted for. I think they're in a piggyback situation. Well, as long as they don't run out of guys who can piggyback, where you might have a guy like Matthew Boyd and then, I don't know, Javier Assad or someone like that.
I'm okay with that. Like, that
Aaron
makes sense
Savali
to me.
Aaron Savali, once again.
Aaron Savali.
You know he can go three innings in a game in relief.
Throw him out there.
Michael Soroka.
I'm all for that. Like, backup plan, yes, but the idea of not putting them out there, I don't like that.
I want to ask you about this, though, because we might be being too hard on him in a way because of how the game was managed last night. Like, let's rewind. When there was a meeting, you know, we saw Drew Pomeranz warming up in the sixth inning. We knew he was going to come into the game, which he did. And we saw a mound meeting. And at that point, there were two on for Tyrone Taylor. Craig Counsell and crew decide to leave him in the game. And then he gives up the double that scored Brandon Nimmo and Brett Beatty.
That was a killer.
And what did I say when that happened?
And that's two earned runs that are extra. You know, six is bad. Eight is worse. But I do wonder how much that factors into how we're talking about this. He's not without some responsibility here, Craig Counsell, and how that was managed.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Layla. I was sitting across from you.
Yeah.
At that moment, I said they've got to pull him out now. Pomeranz is ready. Go get him, because a 6-2 game and an 8-2 games are two very different things.
Right? It could have been 6-5 at one point in time in the game.
Exactly. I just want to ask everybody listening right now, like, would you feel any different? Would it feel any better? You know, and these are the details. This is what it comes down to. That was a crucial spot, and I think he wanted to trust his pitcher there. And unfortunately, the numbers and the result did not bear out.
And maybe that could be the final straw, if you will, for Craig Counsell, making these tough decisions of who's going to do what.
The final straw is in Shota.
Like, okay, can you get out of this at least?
Yeah, he was kind of doing a little experimenting.
Because I'll be very honest. Ray can attest to this. Layla, they were sitting right there with me. I said, once it was 6-0, I was like, yeah, he's done. He can't.
But the other part of this, too, is the Mets started the game letting you know how they were going to hit last night. Like, those were hard hit balls out of the gate. So, you know, and given the first inning struggles, that was also an issue. So I just want to throw those out there as things to think about when we were talking about this.
I'm glad you brought up Craig Counsell, and because it's his game now, man. It's a manager's game once you get into the postseason with lower scoring games, not as much offense. It's all about who. I mean, we're not even talking about the bullpen yet and how he's going to use that. Like, is Daniel Palencia back? Because even though we know he was out because he was injured, part of that, too, was kind of he needed a little bit of a reset. Like, the players, and even in the game that he pitched the other day, they were catching up with his 101. Like, and I know you meant Pete Alonso's Pete Alonso. He's a great player, but he gets up there and just strokes to center field, like 101 was nothing. And that's what we were seeing before. So I want to know if he's good to go. Who's the first? Like, who is he your closer? Is it Kittredge? What part does Brad Keller play? That's the stuff that I get excited about. And that's the stuff that Craig Counsell literally has to manage. And it's going to be fascinating to see how he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I think you're right about Palencia, because it's one thing to throw 100. It's another thing when hitters are used to it.
Yeah. Like that's
the other piece of this. But guess what? Welcome to the playoffs. Welcome to the playoffs where we're talking about facing hitters like Pete Alonso and Juan Soto and
Fernando
guys
Tatis.
Who have that profile. Yeah, I know that the team itself might not actually be a lock, but when it comes to the talent, that's a pretty good indication of how you might perform.
On the text line, okay, 630. Soto not starting in a three-game playoff series is the dumbest thing I've heard today. You know what's dumb? Throwing a guy who can't get out. He's supposed to be an out-getter, right? Throwing a guy out there who can't get outs without giving up home runs in a playoff series, a short series. Look, if you want to put Soto as your number four in a four-game, or excuse me, a best-of-seven series, I understand that. But in a three-game series, with what Soto Imanaga has shown you over the last, I don't know, 6 weeks? Oh, no. No. It's a no for me, dog.
I like this question from the text line, 847. What about the White Sox? Well, I don't think that they can start any of the games for you for the Cubs in the playoffs.
What about thanks?
I mean, I do laugh. There are different discussions. I think we'll get to the White Sox next week when it comes to wrapping up the season. Losing 100 3 years in a row is not as bad as you think. It's just a matter of how you can't use it to your advantage in the draft like you used to be able to.
Oh, it's as bad as you think.
I've lived it. I've lived that life. Have you got? You have not. I've lived that life.
Oh, man.
Before we run out of time, I also just want to listen to what Cliff Floyd had to say yesterday, because Cliff has been really good on Marquee, especially talking about his experience not only celebrating the playoffs, but being in them. So let's hear what Cliff had to say about his thoughts on Soto.
When you look at what's going to happen in the next few days, I don't know if Soto gets a start in the postseason.
Wow.
I would say this. You have to really look at how you can go about putting him out there in a situation where he's not feeling good. The confidence of the ball off the fingertips does not look good. When you look at his body language, he's always showing his emotions. He's always wearing his emotions on his sleeve. But I think the most important thing is you can't worry about if you leave a guy who's gotten you here off the roster. You have to go about feel. You have to go about what a guy is doing with the hot hand and put the team in a position to win these crucial ball games, because you don't get the five-game series. You get a three-game series, and wherever it may be, you have to have the best out there giving you a chance.
I think the last thing that he said is the most important thing he said. This is not a five-game series. You can't waste your bullets when you talk about who's going out there for you to start the game. You've got to make sure your guy gives you the best chance of winning the game that day. And right now, Soto Imanaga does not fall into that category.
I'm old enough to remember when teams would use a starting pitcher twice and on 3 days rest, because that was something they had to do if they wanted to have a chance to win a game.
Yeah, I remember that as well. And I hear you, man. I mean, he's been struggling. I just think it's wild to me to think that he one of your starting five pitchers all year, one of your top starting pitchers up until he wasn't, would not get a shot at starting in one of these playoff games.
Hey, man, what have you done for me lately? And it's not just like, if it had been like one bad start or two bad starts, I'm sorry, 9 straight games of giving up at least one home run, more home runs given up than anybody else since the All-Star break.
Yeah, but what about Boyd? I mean, just one game saves him? That one game against the Mets?
He's had more good starts peppered in than Shota Imanaga has.
He's been pretty poor, though.
Yeah, no. Over his last 11 starts, his ERA is over 5.
It's pretty bad.
Difference is...
Do you want that in the playoffs?
I trust him more than I trust Shota Imanaga.
Okay, I mean, at some point in time... Even the bad play has to be trusted.
815 clarified and said Shota got rocked by the White Sox. That's what that question meant. That made a little more sense. He was tipping his pitches, I think. Like, that was pretty much the big discussion, was everybody thought he was tipping his pitches at the time.
That came up last night. You are spot on, and they even referenced the White Sox game.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it was funny at first, and then I realized there was a clarification there. Thank you for doing so, team. That's how we come together.
We're a team. We came together.
But also, it's a valid data point in what we've seen recently. You know, that was something that also, once you do it once, you know, you have to worry about having that happen again. So I feel like that's also something to bring up that makes it make sense. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score, another aspect of this Mets game and Cubs game that we probably would be talking about a lot more, say, if the difference had been either one run or if the Cubs maybe had won, or if the margins were smaller, we'd probably be talking about one of these that's baseball moments. We're still trying to figure out what happened last night. And it was valid. So we'll break it down. We weren't the only ones. We'll listen to who else was confused by it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.